Jackets for the Hurricanes. Let's head down to the Blue Jackets dressing room with our Bob McElligott.
Blue Jackets dressing room, Brandon Dubinsky is here. Brandon, you guys showed a lot of character in coming back in this game. I know it's got to feel bad to lose it in the overtime, but just what about being able to come back and get this back to a 3-3 game?
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's the glass half full approach to look at it. Happy that we kept fighting. Easy for a team in our position just to give up, like, you know, when we're down 3 goals like that. But, you know, we kept fighting, found a way to get a point. Obviously, we needed 2. Can't spot a good team like that 3 goals, but proud of the way that we fought back and found a way to at least get it to overtime.
Looked like it took a little bit of time to get it churned up tonight, didn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I thought they were just, you know, a little bit faster than us in the start there. And, you know, we had a couple turnovers, that cost us. And a couple of missed coverages, one by me there in the slot. They get a little bit lucky with that second goal. But, like I said, I like the way that we battle back. And, again, we just got to try and stay positive in here and be ready for another day of work tomorrow and just continue to try and get better. And, obviously, it's nice to see the young guys contributing when he scores. Andy scores. Reichs makes an awesome play there on the tire. So I'll take some good things out of this and try and continue to get better.
And that's going to be important. Those guys, you're going to need them to be contributors night in and night out, aren't you?
Absolutely. We need everyone to contribute, but we're starting to lean on those guys. You saw Billy get some more ice time there in the second half of the game. We need everyone and those guys as well.
Thanks, Brandon. Brandon Dubinsky talking with us here in the Blue Jackets dressing room after this overtime loss to the Carolina Hurricanes. Josh Anderson is, I'm going to give him a second because Kirby Reichel's sitting over here. Let's start with Kirby and hear from him.
Sorry. You and I talked in the second intermission about the importance of that youth movement providing the energy, and you guys certainly did that.
Yeah, it was nice to get on the board there and help contribute. The boys fought hard and we had some good penalty kills and, we almost came all the way back there.
What was the feeling on the bench there when you're down 2 going into the third?
Yeah, it was tough, but, we knew we were skating and we knew if, we had a good third period, there was a chance to come back. And, I thought we had a really good third period and we had some good chances in overtime, but, sometimes things don't go your way.
The play between you and Josh, you were as excited about his goal as I think he was. Just talk about what led to that.
Yeah, Doobie made a good play keeping in the zone, and I just kind of, seeing him out of the corner of my eye there and try to get it to him, and, he made a good play to get it in, and obviously, playing with him the last couple of years, I'm really happy to, help out on his first goal.
And what kind of confidence does that give you guys to come up here and contribute to getting a point like you did tonight?
Yeah, for sure, it's huge. It definitely, helps you settle in, but, you can't be satisfied with that. You need to come to work every day. It's the best league in the world, so, hopefully we can build off that.
Kirby, what about for you specifically, getting a chance to come up this time and really, do you feel like you got to make an impact here and you want to, you want to show them that you deserve to be here on a regular basis?
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously with Joey gone and, Seth coming in, that opens another forward spot and a couple guys are hurt right now. But, you never like to see that, but it does, like you said, create an opportunity for me and a guy like Andy. So we're trying to definitely make the most of it.
Kirby Reichel talking to us. Josh Anderson's right here. He scored his first NHL goal tonight. Let's hear what he has to say.
Really important. We got a day off tomorrow and, just regroup and, get back at it against the New York Islanders. And then we hit Toronto. So looking forward to, playing the Islanders. Thanks.
Josh, it's a lot nicer to talk about playing the Islanders and Toronto instead of Grand Rapids Griffins, Milwaukee Admirals. But this night for you, a very special one. No matter the outcome, I'm sure it's one you're going to remember for a long time, getting your first NHL goal. What was the feeling like?
Oh, it was pretty special. You grow up dreaming about this your whole life. And, it couldn't happen in a better position today, tie the game up. And, for it to come with Kirby Reichel, playing with him in Lake Erie, it was just pretty special.
It was a pretty nifty pass he gave you.
Yeah, definitely. He's got that smart hockey sense, and, he made a nifty pass right back door to me.
And because you played with him before with the Lake Erie Monsters, does that give you a better read on that play, just knowing his tendencies of what he's going to do?
Yeah, I think so. He always makes those plays, or you don't even know what's coming to you. So, he's made a couple of those down in Lake Erie, and, it created a goal opportunity. So, I was ready for it, and I was happy to put it in.
I want to go back to before the goal because I think with your coach, John Tortorella, the maybe might be more impressive is the fact that you made a good defensive play back in your own zone right before that goal. So you're playing the 200-foot game, and I'm sure you're well aware that's something you've got to do. If you want to make a big impression in this league, you have to play both ends of the ice.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what Torts craves on is, playing defense before offense. And And I think when you think about that before, the offense will be there.
What are you trying to show the management group here in this trip up here? You've been here before. They've had a look at you. What do you need to show them this time, in your opinion?
Just compete every shift. I mean, go out there and, give it your all and, play smart defensive hockey and get on the forecheck, use your body, and, the points will come.
Josh, congratulations on that first NHL goal.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
That's Josh Anderson of the Blue Jackets. He had one tonight. Seth Jones is over in front of his stall. Let's see if we can muscle our way in here and get something from the Blue Jackets' newest defenseman here.
He was not. No, my mom is actually here.
Okay. Seth, talk about the comfort level. We talked about it, I think, in the first intermission, but does it increase each period out?
It does, for sure. Like I said before, me and Ryan getting a lot of chemistry, and we use each other a lot better tonight than we did last night in Carolina, I think. And I think it's going to get better with each game. I think you're going to see that, we're not even going to have to look, and we're going to be using reverses and those sorts of things, just little quick plays to each other.
There was a period out there on the ice. I don't think there was anybody over the age of 23. You talk about the youth movement there. There's a youth movement going.
Yeah, it's turned into a young game now. It seems like more and more young guys are getting shots in the league, and that kind of seems like the way it's going.
Yeah. Man to zone. Tonight it looked like you've been doing it all along.
Yeah. And I know you said it's coming.
It's a little complicated for me at times, and my teammates and Ryan are doing what they can to communicate with me, and it's going to take some time. I think a couple more games I'll really get into the hang of it, but right now it's a couple shifts you may see I'm maybe duplicating on guys and stuff like that in front of our net.
Seth, this building was kind of quiet for a long time, but once you guys got back into it, what did you think of the atmosphere here?
The atmosphere is fantastic. It was loud and it was packed with energy. I think the more a team plays like that, the more the fans are going to be in the games.
Seth Jones, Blue Jackets defenseman, talking to us here after the overtime loss to the Carolina Hurricanes. We'll be back with head coach John Tortorella as we continue on the Scioto Downs Columbus Blue Jackets Radio Network.